What the media Hollywood put in your brain, you think is reality. Né? We don't learn how to see what's reality or not. But I remember one day when I was 16 years old, 15, 16, I went to the carnival in what I was used to go in the club when I have my school there inside. I met these guys from Jiu-Jitsu. They're all nice guys. Like a good looking, nice guys with me. Treat me well. They know a bully is like the guys on the street of my school. So I was, wow, these guys, it looks nice. They treat me well. I have kids like 8 to 12. Some kids came from 7 as well. I think for the good for the kids is be used to contact. Be used to contact because the most of the kids, be principally age 6, 5, 6, 7, 4, 4, before 7, 6, 5, 4. If they fall, they cry. Or some hit something ahead, they cry. So I teach, I ref, I sell the products in my gym a little bit, but it's more focus on the teach and the referee. But anyway, something I like to do. I love because push me to be better person. And
Well, okay. Thank you very much for coming, Marcelo. It's a pleasure to have you here. And maybe obviously, I know a little bit about you because I've been researching prior to our chat. But maybe for our listeners who are not familiar with you, can you just briefly introduce yourself in whatever way you feel comfortable?
okay. So, my name is Marcelo Coppa. You know me as a head referee of KBJJA and international referee at BJJF, né? From my fifth degree of black belt experience of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I can say. If we talk about the professional skills over that, I have a degree in physical education, post degree in sports psychology too, né? And I have a master's of neuropsychology, but I didn't finish because I'm a father, but I love this subject anyway. So I try to do all this information gathering to make my work better and my lifestyle as well.
So it's all connected in some shape or form to teaching and understanding the inner workings of the mind and body, right?
Oh yeah, I believe it's all connected, né? It's like
Wonderful.
we are one, it's a part of everything, né?
Yeah,
Just try to
certainly.
find your way you can link and synchronize better to the world to try to take the best of you, né?
Amazing. Well, we'll explore that in a second. So I know for in terms of checking out your website and researching that you've been teaching Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for almost 27 years now, and then
Yes.
you've been refereeing for 23 years plus. And you've been the head referee of UK BJJ Association for since 2013. So that in and of itself is a long time. Now, I don't really know.
For me, it looks like yesterday, but if I start to think, stop to think, 2026, how old do we get the perception of time changing?
Yeah, and you have a school, right? You have your own academy in Bristol. Nice. So tell me, because I've seen that you were born in São Paulo in Brazil, and that's where you started. But in the meantime, as part of your jiu-jitsu journey, which you started as at the age of 18, you basically traveled the world. So how did you end up in the UK, first and foremost, and why did you choose the UK, considering all the other places?
I think maybe first for the language, because the universal language, English, né? But could be UK or could be America, né? America, US. Né? Brazil is America as well, in my opinion. And I think my sister used to live together more. She like UK, so about music helps as well for we practice the English. but logistically more for the Italian citizenship. And I came from Italy first to do my Italian citizenship after I finished my university, and I was already black belt in 2008. And I started to live in Italy. I live in Italy for some a couple small seasons, like the first 6 months, and after 10 months, because always I need to go and come back to Brazil, go and come back to Brazil, until I learn how to live in Europe. So I passed 2 or 3 seasons living in Italy, 5 months, come back to Brazil. After leaving Arizona, 6 months in US, and after leaving Italy again, until in that travels, I have some friends in common living in UK, in London, teaching Carson Gracie. Came from my school, Andre. And after he introduced me to people in UK, I started to ref as well. I have these skills from Brazil. I learned that. And I started to make friendship, because when you do a good work and credibility, you get these people. They always bring you and call you. And my sister was living in UK as well. This facility, this was a easy way to come to England. And after that, I started to like the culture as well. And after that, I met my own girl. It was now is my wife. This make it
Clarissa,
more easy. And I decided after to live in London in 2012. Yes, 1 year I passed 1.5 years in UK, but before call me to UAE, I remember stay 1.5 years in UK in London 2012 until 2014, and after I have this call from UAE from the military to work there teaching inside military college. I passed 3.5 years there until the end of 15, 16, 17. End of 2017, I moved to UK again, December 2017.
We might want to come back to, or maybe I'll ask straight away, because this is actually quite quite a unique and I didn't expect it. You said about the UAE, the military base and stuff. Were you there for the 3 years teaching at the military base or also at the local clubs and basically just living there?
Now, there was a contract. We have a big company in UAE. They hire black belts from Brazil or other places as well. So I can say to you today, they have 600 black belts teaching in the whole country. So I remember they called me in a group. We was teaching in Al Ain. In the city satellite inside of the Abu Dhabi Emirate. We teach in this college with 12 coaches, but the whole program is 500. So sometimes we teach that the most of the time, but the company call us, oh, tomorrow you have a grading in GHQ in Abu Dhabi, 4 in the morning, in the same day they call. So you need to take a car and go there, 200 kilometers. And go there and do this grade and back to the military college. Sometimes they call you the other side of the country. Ah, you have a Yuma Kwan, you need to take 4 hours drive. You go and come back. Sometimes this was our routine, but we work with the company, but with the whole military system. These have the GHQ, have the army, have the air force as well, have the police. So have the group of military and have the group of schools. So they work the whole military there and the most of the schools in UAE.
Are you familiar whether that's the case in many countries, or is it quite a unique approach to have jiu-jitsu taught at such a large scale for military and servicemen?
It's more unique, was the prime. I think was the about government, I think was the pioneer. But today we have another countries like Saudi Arabia. I heard about Singapore, maybe. I heard another countries, not like maybe companies together with the whole country doing, but some countries, they have the federation already work sometimes a little bit with the military. I don't have right sure, but I know a couple ones, but not all.
So actually, this is quite unique to jiu-jitsu, and I tried to explain it to a friend who's never started the sport, doesn't know much about it, that since it's quite a young sport really, and in many ways it's a sport that only recently started having like established, federations and rules. I know that back in the, let's say 20, 30 years ago, it was much more likely that you end up in a school and someone's claiming to be a black belt, but they aren't. Or someone's claiming to know something, but they don't. Like, how was it back then when you started, especially when you started your like black belt career? Was it literally just the word of mouth? Like, if someone knows someone, then they will bring them in? Or did you have, was there a way of checking whether someone is legit?
Ah, it's complex, né? Even today is a little bit complex, né? Today is better because you have more information, we have internet, the researches are better, né? So how more people we have to this make the quality get better. Other, for example, another day a guy call me from, this guy from Pakistan is legit or not? It's easy to check. So we can look them, we can see how they do the publicity if they legit or not quick. But I think today helps about information, about research, about how the sport grow. But before was more complex, yeah. I mean, the time I started to get black belt, we have more problems about that because the federation was too big. How is today? Today, the BJJ is an exponential growth, have very exponential growth. Thank good. That's very good.
But for example, in because you mentioned about the UK and being brought by your friends to teach and stuff. So I assume for those that were quite established in the sport, it was just a matter of finding someone that anyone else knows that they know is good to bring in for teaching, right? To make sure that it's quality and basically you earned your stripes as a teacher by being brought by others to teach every now and then you just stayed.
Because about quality is subjective, né? Because sometimes if you have a great athletes, they don't teach too much well. So it's another process, né? When you teach. But the process to teach is a learning process as well. It's good for you. Athletes who teach, they get better. Né?
And
They can know themselves better. Né?
why or how did you start refereeing? Because this is quite, when I attended the competition and I met you, and later on I realized that you're like one of the legends in re refereeing, really, in the UK.
It's about story about that, baby. Because
How did you start with that? Was there literally again someone needing your help and you were like, okay, yeah, I'll give it a try, and then you stayed, or were you establishing it for the first time?
I'm starting to ref in São Paulo, né? Because the club I came from, the Lotus Club, they have a federation there. So they used to do competitions. So this is white or blue belt, I carry mats, I keep in the table score. So I always see the competition. But I prefer before rather be athlete than referee. They pushed me to do the referee. That was a funny thing. I didn't want to be a referee because I saw it was a lot of headache. And Brazil is different approach. The people are even any part of the world, the people abuse us. Né? Sometimes they swear us or they don't like the decisions the referee do. Sometimes I saw that and this make me don't want to be before. But when I was purple belt, the ref here, so you need to ref here. So 2001, I say 2000, 2001, 2000. Yeah, I made one, but in 2003, actually, I started to ref when I was brown. They push me. Oh, I don't have any brown belt. So can you ref there? So they push me to do it. And after I started to learn, I started to make my mistakes. Mistakes we do until today. But better. Now we are better today. But with this process, I started to use to that. And I started to like to referee, because referee help us to teach. Not only income, help you to teach, help to know people. And how the sport grow, you see, is very essential, the refereeing, because the rule set, tell you what's BJJ, what's the difference of grappling on other sports on the floor, ground floor, is a rule, the rule set. The rule set tell the standard of the, tell what is BJJ. The box BJJ is that, boom, is the rule set. Because if you see the rule, they say what you is allowed to do, what's not allowed to do. All the rules have a concept. This concept, what we can say, what is BJJ, how we can teach, is already in the concept, the rule of teach methodology. So I know what I'm going to teach for the white belt, what I'm going to teach the blue belt, what I'm going to teach the brown belt. Some movements very complex, and more risk to get hurt. The person need to have more experience practicing. So I cannot teach for white belts and blue belts that. For white belts, maybe I can teach a little bit, but it's a way for I handle better the academy. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, if anything, it seems like the rules are there to set the frame, but then you as a referee are also there to figure out how to fit whatever happened within those rules, right? Because I bet you've had plenty of situations when it seems obvious, but then each side has a different opinion and you're just there deciding what's going to become a precedent, right?
Yeah, we are handling decisions. We're handling these here two people. We're going to use all the data of the rule set, all the jiu-jitsu knowledge, to handle the decisions in the best way. So we're gonna try to be more impartial as possible. And who need to shine is the both of them. And we're gonna handle who deserve better to win over this, the jiu-jitsu knowledge and the rules and the data we have.
And is there anything, because you know you've refereed for quite some time now, and you will referee for much more. Is there any rule or any way in which you think the sport that is currently being organized should change? Like, if it was within your power, is there something that you think is problematic or maybe you'd like to see more of?
Problematic, all rules have problems, complexity, things, you know. To judge is complex. That's when we learn, when we get more old. More old, but flexible mind. Old, but flexible mind. So to judge is very hard. That's the good thing of the federation, this federation, IBJJF, who creates the rule. They have a group of black belts. It's a group of people. So I cannot decide for myself. I cannot do Marcelo Jiu-Jitsu. I can do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. If I do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I do follow these people. And my opinion, if they have this exponential growth, have a reason. So they are doing good. They're doing great. So it's good if I have people to follow, youngs and olds. Doesn't matter the age. Doesn't matter the grading. Have specialized people for do that. So it's not only Marcelo doing. It's a group of people. Yeah. It's not only the hands of the government, how this old martial arts works, like Jigoro Kano. Okay, judo was nice, but it became an institution, they became an Olympic sport. It's not in the hand of that people. It's hand of people who wants the academy grows. It's not only about, we cannot do money with jiu-jitsu. What I mean, jiu-jitsu and the rules aren't in good hands. So what I can do is, I have sometimes my opinion could be better, maybe. For example, a rule, the guillotine for kids. Generally, thinking world, for kids receive guillotine, you have a risk in a cervical. Okay, for rule set is okay, but in a gym sometimes for you teach is good for they learn can happen, because the first thing the gonna happen in the street, someone gonna do a guillotine on you. But for training, sparring, always sparring is not easy in the body. Jiu-jitsu is not easy sport. They said it's easy, it's not easy. You need to be a lot of resilient, né, to train. My opinion. Is our opinion, maybe today, tomorrow can change. But for example, that's one detail of the rule. I know say it's changing, but can change, but we need to look at the rule. We don't need to do how they say, but maybe a way for teach better your kids. Like, oh, we cannot do this party all the time, but it's good for you know this can do it. This you can learn how to do it. It's good you learn how to defend as well, but let's not practice here for safety reason. That's the best way I can explain about the rule. I don't want to change nothing. I just leave in the hands of, I can help them to give my opinion for something, for some context or some rule like I want change in 2012 or 13. I remember one European Championship in IBJJF, I was reffing a lot of 50-50. So one do 50-50, stay 1 second and come back, advantage. So some people was winning competitions about this 50-50. Not the rule was not fixed yet. Like a 50-50, go 1 second, come back, one advantage. 1 second, come back. So they gather advantage and after they do a sweep, they win. That's why they changed the rule, because for people, instead of thinking point scoring, thinking in the self-defense efficiency. You understand what I mean?
I see.
So that's why the rules change. For they don't lose the focus of self-defense efficiency to become a point scoring, like amateur sport. You understand?
Yeah, of course,
I think the best way I can explain this to you.
No, yeah, that's great, and it just sounds like then you can take advantage of the loophole, right? It's like this one move that suddenly becomes the sport.
All the time have loopholes. People find loopholes because they want to win. So, human being is intelligent, my friend. They found loopholes in everything.
So is there, I appreciate that at the moment.
Sorry, just so I don't give you an answer for you. I give you more questions.
No. Yeah, that's
That's
great.
more questions. I think we should be more focused not to resolve everything, but not about the answer of everything, but the right question.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. So the
The
second
loophole is all the time they get loopholes.
The
Such
follow-up
is.
for me then is there anything in particular that you've noticed, or someone who doesn't know how it was 20 years ago, that was a major difference, you know, in terms of maybe the sport or maybe the competition or maybe refereeing? Is there something that people like myself, who at the time were still, you know, running in their diapers, don't realize was a part of the sport or part of the competition?
So you mean old people? No, sorry. Can you
No. I
phrase?
mean, of course. So I mean, like, for example, is there anything in particular that changed drastically over the past 20 years with the sport?
Yeah, many things. Ooh, 20 years. Oh my God, change a lot. A lot. 20. I have 46. We're gonna do 46. My 25 years old. I get my black belt. That time, I don't imagine I was here. Don't imagine I was here. If I could back on time and tell Marcelo, training more that thing because you're gonna be UK, this will happen, this will grow. Oh, UFC too. Even that time, UFC was already good, it was already developed. But how I told you, it's not, the growth was very exponential. Even after one came DVDs, one came YouTube, this changed a lot. 2003, I remember I was fighting. 2002, I remember. 2001, 2002. I remember I was very happy because someone recorded my fights in a camera that size with VHS. VHS was more big than my cell phone. Was a brick, was a book. I need to take a big book. This was size of the VHS. Chok, chok, chok. I have 2 hours of fighting there. I was very happy. Yeah, I need to press the rewind. Wait and back today. We do this only one phone. So we have more information. And when you have more information, remember 2009 became the DVDs. The DVDs, you can see the fights, the world championship. You can compare yourself, video lessons. This is more resumed. This makes the sport grow much more.
And
The
made it
information today.
also, I think it made it much more popular in general. People just know more about
Ah,
it.
yeah. Everybody, today, K-Guard, X-Guard, single ads, everything easy. You go to your YouTube, chuk, 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 chuk. Yeah.
That's a funny thing, you know, the names of the different moves in jiu-jitsu, and I know many of those names are after someone sometime that claims to have made that name. Do you have your own
Claims,
move?
yeah. Claims is like, okay. You already recognize, but claims is okay.
Is there a move that we know that is actually your move?
I have some specific my body do is, or maybe with the ears I do, but I don't call my name. It was like some things are very rare because, but I can see one or two people maybe do similar. Can have something like that. Other things you see, no, you copy, but you look. And you reproduce them, né? Sometimes from Marcelo Garcia, sometimes for other people, similar by your size or similar movements you do. Others you cannot do as similar. Depends if you're more flexible or not, if your body is more short or if you have long legs. Né? I have a couple ones as particular, but with the age change too, né? About what you can do before, you cannot do today.
That's a big one as well. You made me think when we were discussing at this, at the competition, you said something along the lines that you will never stop competing and you will never stop training because it helps you to be a better person. Like it helps to keep you in shape and it helps to keep you in a healthy mind. So maybe let's turn a little bit now towards like actual personal take on jiu-jitsu of yours. What does jiu-jitsu do for you? Why do you care to do it?
Today it became not only a lifestyle, né? It's my way, the only way to live, né? Living. So I teach, I ref, I sell the products in my gym a little bit, but it's more a bit more focused on the teach and the referee. But anyway, something I like to do, I love because push me to be better person. And to be better person means I need to take care of my mind. I need to have a resilient mind to training, to not only take care of my body, eat better, sleep better, be a better father and husband. And I need to be able to always, nowadays, my age is coming more. I can tell before when I was 20, I need to think different because the younger start to get better, fast, more fast, better. We have more information. We need to be resilient to training different as well because your body is not the same as before. To recognize when your students get much better than you. Today, my gyms, I have some people, poof, much more strong than me. And some ones is growing more. Wow. You need to recognize that. Because I came one generation, the professors teach different. Sometimes they are more authority, they have more authority or try to teach you by fear. Depends what you get. Né? So I need to be, keep my mind young. Né? So this makes me a better person because Other thing I can, where I can practice all of that, I can practice my daily life because I came from São Paulo, a huge city, 20 million inhabitants, to a city 20,000 people. I have another reality here. I was programmed in one way, and here I need to answer different. People are different here. I was ready for war, let's say. Everybody's chaotic there. Here is how come. I'm like in hell, but sometimes you program it, you program differently how the people are. And you need to learn the people are different, the times are different. I cannot think in the past. It's hard to do that because imagining how many memories I have from my past from 40 years. I need to be able to open and think the life is different. So that helps me because BJJ make me that. It's a way with contact. It's like I've been under pressure. Under pressure all the time. Sometimes you don't have this resource of before to react different in the life. You understand what I mean? It's too much deep.
No, go on, go on. 100%.
It's many life capacities we can train in BJJ. This helps my sports psychology help me to see that. So that's my focus. Is to try to better inside of you with the life. So I use that. So BJJ is a big lab for that because I use my body, I can take care of my body, I can pass these values. It's like finding my way to extract what I have the best of me for passful people. So the complex to try to simplify to make the people better. That's why maybe I'm here. And people search me because it's not about my titles or about refereeing. They like maybe the way I teach or the way I try to pass that thing for their life.
You know, in terms of the resilience, something that I've noticed and I heard people speak about it as well is that if you participate, and it doesn't have to be jiu-jitsu, we're talking about jiu-jitsu here because that's what you do, that's what I train as well. But the more we do things that are difficult on the daily to make ourselves, you know, overcome those challenges, the easier the daily challenges become, right? Because it's quite difficult to be worrying about a speeding ticket if at the same time, every day or every other day, you worry about being choked or being broken apart by someone bigger than you. Like, it puts into perspective these little challenges of life.
Because you don't live just one program. You just live just one routine. Some people just want to live one life, like go to the work, back home, do whatever people do. I want to have this lifestyle. I want to have this car. They follow this common sense, but they don't want to create another environment. When you create another environment, go a group of people. I sign for BJJ. So when you sign for BJJ or other thing you do, when I sign for football or a gym, when you sign for a gym, you see a group of people. So you're going to see different things there. You have different conversations. So you gather this for you. And some people like to be more, how I can say that? Sorry, it's a lot of information in my brain.
No.
The BJJ is good because to give you to resilience because you have another atmosphere, other group. When you have another group, you can think different. You're not used to just one place to work or one place to stay. Many places to go or many places when you can have a social life. Many places when you can have a social life, you can get information in each place. And you can create a better way to think, I think. Because if you're a guy, just go to the work and come back. He have his life social. He have his work social. And just these two, he will be more limited than a person who have a social life in a work, a social life in a family, a social life in jiu-jitsu, a social life in the arts, a social life in community. So we have more places to gather information and to be more resilient and more social. So he need to adapt all of that. How many places you need to adapt better, make you a better person, I think.
I see what you
Because
mean.
it's more points of views you have.
Yes, of course. But still, of course, this is just my opinion. But I've actually had a couple of episodes before encouraging people to try jiu-jitsu because I do think that there is something innately valuable in doing such a sport. I think it's quite unique that it allows you to challenge yourself. It allows you to go quite primal with your
Telling me now.
activity.
It's good you need to put me on track because I'm gonna think always in general. Thank you.
No,
Put
of
me on
course.
track, please. I need that. So keep telling me that. So you think about the jiu-jitsu. You wanna see what jiu-jitsu makes for the people, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think
Yeah,
it's
the
actually
resilience.
very beneficial, especially for men. Of course, for everyone, it's gonna be beneficial, but I think in our day and age, it seems to me that many people just are soft, and it's not bad to be soft, just per se. But I think it adds to your ability to deal with life in many ways if you do something that is difficult, and jiu-jitsu simply allows you to do that very efficiently because it's. I've not found many sports that allow you to be so challenged. So straight in the moment, there is no waiting for like next moment. It's here and now. It's a very present, very
Even now,
fighting for survive sport.
yeah. It's a contact sport, né? It's a contact sport, so you need to be present, yeah. That's the good thing of the jiu-jitsu, I think. It's about you under pressure. So what do we do? We fight under pressure. We're gonna fight with other person. It's contact sport. We're gonna be under pressure. Under pressure, you have this feeling of fight or flight or freeze, right? This reaction for you, primary reaction, né? Primitive, né? And so be first when you don't know nothing, what happened? You just all freeze or fight, né? So over that, so you're gonna see many situations under pressure, uncomfortable situations. So you're going to learn who used to that and create technique and mindset to be proactive. So you're gonna reprogrammate yourself under pressure to be resilient, to have a better technique, to think under that, and reprogrammate yourself under pressure. That's very good. That's how life is, né? Life is conflict. Life's conflicting, unpredictable things, né? So we learn how to. This is the best of thing I think of BJJ because you learn under pressure how to react better, be proactive, not react as a fight, not think twice. Well, what I'm doing here? No, be more efficient. Yeah. And repetition, we use the repetition, we use a better mindset. Yeah. It's a lot of this psychology process is the best thing. It's in the life what we need. We don't learn this in school. It's rare we learn this in family. This is what we learn in our sport.
So, in terms of learning that, and obviously you have your own school, you're a coach. Would you suggest for maybe even from your experience, would you say it's beneficial for kids to try this sport and for maybe I don't know how young, I assume maybe 4 or 5 years old to maybe even younger. To give them a chance. This is remind remember that this answer will be an argument in my discussion with my wife whether or not our kids will join jiu-jitsu. So please act accordingly.
It's something it's complex but can be simple. For the kids, I can just can tell the experience I have in my gym. I have kids like 8 to 12. Some kids came from 7 as well. I think for the good for the kids is be used to contact. Be used to contact because the most of the kids, be principally age 6, 5, 6, 7, four, before 7, 6, 5, 4. If they fall, they cry. Or some hit something ahead, they cry. So how more the kids are used to contact, they already became resilient. I see some kids in when I teach, like they have the minimum weight. If they have the big ball, they try to fight in each other, the ball, they have fun. They push each other, sometimes they roll, sometimes they have a big fight. Oh, I get worried, but they're laughing. I'm like relieved, but the other side too, I'm happy because they have an impact. They could be bad. They could hurt an adult, but they just laugh after that. Wow. If you see some kids like a 5, 6, they don't have this fast think about when they get hurt, they laugh. No, they cry. The tear barrier, eh? The tear barrier, I think the BJJ work helps a lot for the kids. About contact, about how more they are used to this contact and having fun and play. Maybe they have a bad situation in the street or someone pushing. They're not gonna feel too much in fight and freeze. They can think better because they are used to that. I remember, why I can say that about my experience. I remember when I was shouting the streets of Brazil. I was a chubby. I was big, chubby, fat, huh? And I was big, like 15 years old. I have 130 kilos. I remember I was big, and I remember when I was playing in the streets there when I was 7, 8 years old. I have some poor kids. We all was poor, but I have some very poor kids from the favela. We play together. Sometimes we f play fighting. We play fight to seven. Have some kids, they give my flying kids in my belly, boom, and I laugh. I think it was very fun that. Because I could resist the punches and the kicks when we play. But once these small kids do these flying kicks on me, never hurt, but when they challenge me, I feel afraid. Because it's different situation. When we were playing, another they want to fight with me. So I saw that, but even when it happened that, I was questioning myself, wait a minute, this kid punching me, I don't feel nothing. Why am I afraid of him? But I don't want to fight with him. I have this feeling in my brain, well, but why I need to be afraid of him? But on the other side, I don't want to fight with him. So why am I going to fight? So that question is, I think, was the best of that time what I had when I was a kid. And I try to pass for these kids. Maybe they have the same question. It sometimes happens that someone pushes, they want to fight. They can think, no, this doesn't mean I'm going to lose with this guy, but I don't want to fight. Just this abstraction of the problem, I think is nice. Instead of just run away or just punch. It's not being reactive. It's being proactive. You think about it. Wait a minute. This doesn't mean I'm gonna lose him, but I don't need to prove nothing. Why I'm gonna fight? Let's be friends. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah,
I
it's
think that's the
almost.
good thing about the kids. They can use to that situation and start to think about, wait a minute, I need to do that now. Try to solve the problem instead to punch or try to have this freaking out reaction. Unthinking reactions. Sometimes they can have consequences in the future. It is what can happen to many adults today. Sometimes in the middle of the traffic, they have a problem, or they can fight in each other because they are not used to that conflict situations.
Yeah, you
And
know,
so.
it reminds me of the my observation is that beginners at jiu-jitsu are often the most dangerous partners to practice techniques with, because they are
Beginner.
so because the, yeah because they are so rigid, they are still, you know, so tense, so stressed, that they are likely to do movements that will make you dangerous, make the situation dangerous.
In an honest explanation, yeah, to practice this for beginners, you need to, depends who beginners you're doing, huh? Yeah. Depends the experience you have. Beginner with beginner, yeah, you need to be more focused, yeah.
Yeah, and
you need,
and
you need to know them a little bit better, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, and it seems like that's what this getting used to this feeling, getting used to this situation allows you over time to not react, to be proactive, as you said, and therefore to actually be in a safer environment, like you're more relaxed. I've noticed, for example, that the more experienced and good someone is in jiu-jitsu, the more it feels like they are literally just playing when they're fighting.
Yeah, you make me remind some students I have, like a 20 years old. I have some 20 years old, they working scaffolding. Hey, this guy is very strong. They have some ones too hugely strong and base of fight. If all the time I will fight with them, when I'm tired, I'm going to be broke. So I need to be ready that time. I need to create, you know? Yeah, so we need to handle well.
So is it a part of, you know, maybe in terms of your training these days, is it a part of your training that you try to roll with your students on the daily, or do you give yourself some days when you're resting? How does it work at such an advanced level as well? I assume you're not rolling with everyone all the time simply for the the best of your time, really.
It's a complex question because depends what you have in your hands. I think we need to grab solution what we have. Some things I love to have in my corner there, one gym. I just want to train. I would love if I can just cross the road and have 30 black belts just for my training. And the other, I just teach. This will be very easy, but it's not everything like that. No? One day will be. But my focus one day will be like that. One day I'll just go to train with my black belts, classes for competition, class for teaching, class for beginners, so you can handle better. So I'm trying to mix a little bit. Depends what my goal is. If I'm close to competition, maybe I can travel to train with a strong black belts, come back in my gym, I train my students in one other way. One side I need to make them develop, but I can train myself together. So it's just the now. Né? I think the best is answer for you, I will try to do all of that, but it's focus on now, what I can do now.
That's awesome. And then, I know that you've been quite successful in even world championships before. And so, maybe this question is more dedicated to our listeners who actually do want to train and, achieve some success in jiu-jitsu. What would you say is like the greatest challenge or ego challenge maybe that makes people not become truly great in the sport? Maybe at the level of blue belt or purple belt, they just hit this wall, whatever the I don't know what that might be. Sometimes it's ego, I assume, that makes them not improve, makes them stop and not actually become, great.
Maybe people are very immediate. They want the immediate results. They want immediate results, or they want just something for the few now. They want now the results, or they just want, they don't want something for long term. They don't think, they want something. If they want something, they want something for fulfill now, but they don't think the whole life. I think it's good if you want to practice jiu-jitsu, thinking in the whole life. I want to be a world championship, but okay, I'll be millionaire. It's not necessary from jiu-jitsu or world championship. World championship don't make you a millionaire. World championship don't make you the best person in the world. But it's try to questioning that values. Try to think better about that. He can be try to enjoy more the process. Of course, you want results, good medals, but try to have fun with the process as well. Because sometimes they suffer too much in the process. They just think in the result, and they get frustrated. But for example, I want to be a world championship. Sometimes they think, but if I'm not gonna be a world championship, doesn't worth to do it. So don't do it. Enjoy the process. Doesn't matter if you're gonna be win or not. You're gonna be a good person. You're gonna be better anyway. I'm training. I'm my case, for example. I'm training. I go to world championship. Okay, it's nice to have a medal, of course, but if I don't win, doesn't mean I'm gonna stop. The process worth. I think it's the best way for. And one day is feed that. The process must worth.
And
It's like how I can say about success. What is success in BJJ? I think it's like a is a progressive realization in an ideal worth, a worth realization, is a worth ideal, is a progressive worth ideal.
I see, I see. It reminds me of this definition of success as a progressive realization of a worthy ideal. 100%.
Progressive realization of worth ideal.
What, because you started jiu-jitsu as an 18-year-old, and you just told me a moment ago that before that you were quite chubby, what made you start? Like, did you just stumble upon a gym, or did someone from your family get you to train?
That was curious because I always, when I was child or teenager, I always heard about jiu-jitsu. 11, 12 years old, people said, "Oh, jiu-jitsu, the Gracie family." But I listen like a not too much well. But we always used to see karate, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Hollywood, né? Because what the media Hollywood put in your brain, you think is reality, né? We don't learn how to see what's reality or not. And I remember 15, 16 years old, have some news from the TV, have some fights in Rio de Janeiro. The jiu-jitsu boys broke the discotheque, something like that. So I remember, so that time when I was 16, jiu-jitsu was like a, looks like a only rich could do it. And these boys break everything. But I remember one day when I was 16 years old, 15, 16, I went to the carnival in what I was used to go in the club when I have my school there inside. I met these guys from jiu-jitsu. They're all nice guys, like good looking, nice guys with me, treat me well. They know a bully is like the guys on the street of my school. So I was, wow, these guys, it looks nice. They treat me well. Make me go, hey, come here, blah, 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 taking care of me. But I can see they are very, if someone says something, they are very like in your face, you know. And I remember one day they have a problem there. All the securities try to stop them. They put the securities to run away. In five guys for 20 security guys. So the audience go, no, please, stop, stop, stop them. They are like that one in the back of each other too. They protect each other. They say, no, sorry, 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 sorry. And they continue to do the part. Wow, I need to learn that. That I was impressed. Wow, jiu-jitsu do that. I remember the guys with flying army locks and when they danced, that was funny. But I saw the nice part, né? Because they protect someone. And after that, I met a gym. I was 18, I was 17, I started to try to find something to do a physical activity. And a martial art, but a martial art not about these traditional things about master, you need to bow all the time, or you know, some martial arts is very traditional. or very rough, né? And I met a place, the guy was real, they have a good physical activity. And I started to like. And I met another place, they have philosophy over that. So the Lotus, they have a little bit of philosophy or Taoism. I like that part. And I started to be, yeah, started, wow, so I can training, I can make good for my body, I can learn how to defend myself, and I have a philosophy of life. So that got, brings me more for this sport.
That was the Lotus Academy.
Lotus Academy. And they have this philosophy, and I started to research that. So that's why I try to implement in my training, in my lifestyle, this Taoism point of view, you know.
That's incredible. And maybe then can you let's get into that Taoism for a second, because I assume that that's what you mean by saying this is your approach to life. It seems like quite a
one of those,
but
more connected to martial arts.
Yeah. So, are there any particular books or sources that you would point people to explore this and maybe connect it, you know, to their life?
Yes, Tao Te Ching. Tao Te Ching is the book, né? The book of Lao Tzu. You can is a like a many phrases you need to interpret it in one way. It's like a let it go, né? Let it go. Try to synchronize with the life. It's try to synchronize in the life. Try to see all the things in oneness. No? Observe the nature. Observe the nature and see how the nature reacts, and try to take the example from the nature and put in your life, or in your jiu-jitsu, in your breath, in a way to relate with the life.
That's wonderful. You know, I actually made an episode about that book, and I'll link it below for people. Is there anything, any other book in particular before we move on?
I need to translate this book, Arte Cavalheiresca do Arqueiro Zen. Is the Zen archery, is the art, Zen archery, Arte Cavalheiresca, the archery Zen.
Yeah. Who is the author?
It's a cavalry art, cavalry art of Zen archery. Cavalry art, Zen archery. Let me see.
Okay. I'll. Well, we can search it after.
Cavalheiresca. During after Zen archery art cavalry art Zen archery.
Wonderful.
Is one, because it's talk about training. It's like a Chinese archery art to train is very good. Musashi, Miyamoto Musashi, the romance of Miyamoto Musashi, the samurai, about his story, or his own book, the Book of Five Rings, is very good.
Ooh.
About strategy. What more allowed? Sun Tzu, né, the art of war, you can have like a very common base point of view. Sanshiro Sugata is the strongest. Sanshiro Sugata is one of those strongest students of Jigoro Kano. Is a good book too.
And
do you? We can understand like how was martial art before, because everybody think martial art was beautiful and the old times was all philosophy. Martial art is better now. Before was all mess. Before was all mess. Before Jigoro Kano was much more mess, more lies. All school are best, better. You can see similarities of the past in this book. You can see things like that. That was curious. Jigoro Kano make they create a new season. They put his name different, Shogoro Yano. It's funny. We can have a new idea how he made and how today is different, and how the grace is like a break these barriers of the tradition. Doesn't mean all Japan is thanks to Japan, of course, thanks to China about this story of war. But we create something today, thanks to them, better.
That's incredible.
I don't compare we are better, but thanks to them, we create something very good today.
Improved, yeah,
Yes,
of
sir.
course. No. Do you do that in your own school as well? Do you offer as part of your classes, or maybe as part of additional classes, do some teaching on the philosophical level, or you try to pass on this knowledge?
I try to sentence because maybe you're Polish, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you used to Catholic religious thing. It is different. Eh? So I need to make a language they can understand,
Oh, I see.
simplified. Instead, because you talk about culture, you talk about religion, you talk about it's complex. So I try to explain better. Instead to say spirituality, subtle, I'd say. So I'll try. It's good for me too because put my beliefs in check. If I compare me in 2018 when I started to teach now, it's totally different. About how I'm gonna say about Christianity for people not like Christianity, you know. But we have ways to say, you know. No Christianity, but the same values in different religions or different beliefs. So we need to make our way more simplified and more abroad for people.
Of course, yeah, for them to be able to relate to it. No, it makes sense. So before I ask the final question for you, because I'm mindful of your time and you've already given me so much of it, I have one
Okay.
question which I written down as like, feel free not to answer if you don't want to, but I do wonder, is there anything?
Listen, let me just put this to charge. Okay.
No, of course, yeah.
Tell me.
Is there anything about jiu-jitsu nowadays, or about the sport, about the competitions, about the organizations, that is a, from your perspective, an uncomfortable truth, something that is not being talked about, some issue that is being pretended that it's just, let's leave it for another day, or maybe people don't want to admit that that's the case?
Do you have an example? Something people don't want to talk, something like that?
Well, I mean, there are, for example, in American football, right? You have American football, and an uncomfortable truth of it is that head concussion is a really big problem. And people just don't mention it. When you start training, it's not like on the first class, people are like, oh, by the way, you can have an aneurysm from this sport because it's really, really bad for you. I'm not saying it has to be injury or whatever. It can be a culture, it can be a part of the competition, whatever. But you've been in the sport for so long, maybe there is something that could be changed, but it's not being addressed.
Could be changed, not being addressed. I think the thing is doing okay. I think people need to is adapting, and in a case of BJJ, it's not like a strong sport of American football. They have the uncomfortable because they have a lot of money. Nah, so we share the money. So I think that everybody is not in control of one. In general, so maybe what I can say about comfortable too is complicated. Sometimes you have this common sense about they take this bad with the race. Oh, a BJJF is expensive. A BJJF do this, do that. When someone have a lot of no power, but they criticize, you know. But it's instead to judge, because people take this internet thing and judge people, but is a thing about. But when they need the federation to fight, they go. When they are good, they pay the price. So price is relative. I think maybe the uncomfortable truth is not. I don't know. Is from people who think about the old martial arts. The guy's mercenary. We should not charge. If you not charge, we're not here. How are we gonna live? Before, and maybe Ishiguro Kano or other persons, they've been, we cannot charge, all the government should be free. And if you're free, you're not gonna try to do the best for the sport. How are you gonna ref for free? You're not gonna leave your family. That's why the sports grow, because it's like they call the pyramid scheme. It's like a good pyramid scheme. Everybody help each other. Everybody help each other. Sometimes the guy from Brazil go there, or the guy from another country, or German or English, they go to another place, they do a seminar, they help them, they help the other, so everybody's happy. So the things have a price. It's like before, I remember even, I remember my old times too, when I'm young, you want to talk, like you want to have reason for things. Just think twice and think everything have a price. IBJJF can be expensive, but worth it because it's like a showroom, right? It's a high sport, it's a very organized competition. Something sometimes can be maybe uncomfortable, but sometimes we need to think about if it makes you uncomfortable or why you don't like that. Because it's expensive. Why is okay? It's expensive, but I just take this example about the federation. Sometimes they see a competition, think it's expensive, but what they can give to me? Very organized, on time, high qualities of fight. Sometimes you go to all the competitions, they do like a cheap, or they don't have security around. The quality of referees is bad. They don't think about that. And some people, they don't care about that. The most of people don't care about quality. They just want to be part of that. I think maybe a suggestion I give is to people think what they really want. Sometimes they don't have the experience, but they sell as big quality. It's more easy to do that. To go any competition small, put a medal, and sell their world champion. It's easy. Go to competition, 30, enter 30 pounds, the referees, they complain about the referee, and after they post on Facebook, they are happy.
I see what you mean. It makes me think when you said about people observing something and not liking it. It sometimes is an indicator of what's within ourselves, right? Like if something bothers me so much, then maybe I should reflect on what can I do better or what can I do different,
Really?
rather
Really?
than address this as they are the problem. And this is an incredible way of actually tying jiu-jitsu into it, where when you're rolling with someone and you're losing, you might not have an impact. You don't have a choice what they will do, but you have a choice of what you will do, right? And this is a huge lesson for us in life. We don't choose what the other person will do, but we can choose our response to them.
I see this in competition all the time. You can see in high pressure how the people think, how they handle the losses and the winnings. People win or up. Some people all win or they don't lose. They blame the referee, they blame the weather, they blame everything. They do a big post on Facebook and blame everybody. So instead to take the responsibility for the losses.
And have you had someone before at the competition not accepting your decision?
Oh, I have this letter many times. Many times. All the time. All the time.
What do you
And
do
all the
then?
time. 95% of the human beings are hard. I talk about myself as well, but it's hard to accept the losses. Because it's hard to take the responsibility. Many people put on, they blame referee, blame everybody. Oh, why do you think they, oh, I have posts. Guys I like. But they don't imagine my brain. They put on Facebook that, what do you think about that? And people give you, no, it's wrong, it's wrong. But when you click like the profile, nothing against. Blue belt. I have another work. Is a work in a shop. So I don't wake up and ref and think, I'm gonna make this person lose. Nobody do that, man. I don't wanna make bad for nobody. I'll try my best. But they don't wanna, instead to talk to me, some people go, come talk to me. Okay, good. In a nice way. But they think they already judge, they think of that. They don't wanna try to see deeply why this thing happened. You understand?
Yeah, no,
It's complex, yeah.
it's
It's like a,
interesting.
yeah, they don't think about the consequences of that. They don't care about if this is gonna be good for me or not. For me, I'm already ready for that. So if this happen, I know the consequence can be that, you know?
I know I'm sort of pushing here with time, but what's the one advice you would give to someone who's thinking of going to competition or is going to go to compete in jiu-jitsu in the coming weeks or months, to make the most of the experience, you know, something, whether they are white belt or blue belt. I assume if they're competing at purple and above, they've probably been once or twice before, but it's usually white belt or blue belt that people start.
My suggestion is try to take the best of the experience. The process is nice. Go train. I have a competition 2 months, so you're gonna prepare yourself. But prepare yourself for having fun, like the diet, training more, focus on the technique, what you can. Not only body. It's not about physical. Physical is good. We need to physical, but you have a rule set. You have a strategy to do that. Which strategy you're going to use? Try to make that fun, to know yourself, know what you're doing good, know what you're doing best, and create the circle of the practicing about to go to competition, about to know yourself, about to sharpen your technique. Understand? I need to take the best of that. When you're gonna compete, the day try to have fun there as well. Try to, sometimes I'm nervous. If you're nervous, okay. Everybody's nervous. It's like when you go to a job, try to go on an interview on a job, you are nervous. You need to explain yourself in the best way. It's normal. So we have many situations in life we do in a competition, but try to have fun as well. That, right? You're not gonna die. It's 5 minutes. Look there in a scoreboard, look the 5 minutes, create a mindset for you enjoying that. Create a mindset for enjoying that. Feel well, take care of yourself well. Try to enjoy all this process in the best way. Try to take these tips, these broad patterns we have in BJJ, we have in a competition to make your life better. Because sometimes I'm going to compete because they tell me it's good. Okay, they tell it's good, but try to make sense to you and to find the good things for that. How many information you have, but it's like I tell for you, look, this wine is good. For you appreciate better the wine. How more knowledge you have about that, you're gonna enjoy more. How more knowledge you have about the benefits of competing, you're gonna enjoy more. And try to fit better in your life. How more knowledge of benefits you can have about this competing process makes more fascinating, more nice, more something you know was seen, you seen better.
That's incredible. Yeah, and it applies to basically everything, right? Like the more you know about things that you are
You
doing,
might appreciate, yeah.
the yeah. So I have a question from a few of my friends when I discussed with them that I'm gonna interview you, and this is very BJJ specific, but I gotta ask it. Is there any particular favorite move or technique that is like yours if you were to choose? I can give you two, because
Okay.
sometimes you might have, you know, one defense,
That's
one
very,
offense.
very, very, very questions. It's nice. It's for everybody, like this question.
What's yours?
Oh, many ones there. I think maybe what I do most sometimes more half guard and back control is nice, né? Good positions, back control. And Let's see. This is nice when you do subtle movements, make the reaction the person give to you the technique. That's very nice. Sometimes you smash, they smash you back. Well, how more they smash, they give the position for you. That's nice. Well, one thing is when you do the brutal force. Other thing when you apply levers to do something. Other things when you do use all of this technique of lever strength and mindset to make the person react, and when they react is a trap. Oh, that's very nice. So you're doing something above the technique. So you're doing levers, you're doing strength, and you do reactions, and you make them do the strength what you want to do. So you don't do the strength, you do 20% strength. He makes 70% the strength to dominate him and to get him. That's nice. That's you're driving, it's like you're driving the waves, the strength of the water to produce energy in your small house and to the whole community. Do you understand that?
It's like
Use
this.
the nature in your favor to better lives around you. You understand this analogy I made?
Yes, of course. It's like, they say that jiu-jitsu is the soft martial art, or aikido is the way, right? Like you're allowing the energy to flow where you need it, and you're not actually
That's perfect.
expending any
That's the
energy.
best part. But it's not Aikido. No Aikido there.
No.
Aikido try to have a. They try to have the. They wanna. How to say that? They wanna own that phrase. They maybe was the first ones to say that, but they are not the owners of that.
Of course,
That's a
of
nice thing.
course. Of course. Yeah,
Any
no.
martial art can do that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. That's true. So, I always finish, so before I give you the last question, is there anything that you were expecting we will discuss and we haven't yet that you'd like to talk about? I mean, I have time. It's up to you whether you'd
Okay.
like to explore something more.
I think we talk good things about these things of point of view of federation, about competition, about the importance of the referee, because nobody wake up and wanna make bets with someone, you know? If you don't have referee, you don't have competitors. Yeah, that's the thing, you know. And who is referee is not guy who was working a bakery or working a shop. No, the guy need to be black belt, need to be experienced of that. How you gonna ref if you never compete? No. First you compete, and after you became a referee.
So
Yeah.
actually, this is a good question because Ronan told me, my friend Ronan from and the coach from our club told me that you can it is possible to get a referee qualification, but you just mentioned that it's good to be a black belt, or I assume a high level jiu-jitsu practitioner to be able to referee. So is it possible at a lower level, let's say for white belts, to.
White? No, white? No.
So
They
is
need
that
to
a
have
part
more
of the
experience. About
expectation?
swift, because the about the principle, the rules is safety, remain self-defense, progression, and harmony teaching methodology. So how a white belt can have that? To
I
have
see.
safety of people, they need to have that masterized a little bit, a little bit.
So your
I do
expectation
brown belt.
is
Huh?
so your
You understand?
expectation is on what level can people referee?
I think I suggest they be curious since white belts. But in a UK BJJ, they have to blue, they can apply to level three. It's like a be referee, but someone else supervising, like a level two, a brown black belt. But it's good if they started to learn already. White belt curiosity about the rules, how to put the mats, is the scoreboards work. Blue belts to do a little referee course to learn how to the system works, because make you more keen. How more knowledge you have, better you enjoy the process, right? You understand better. And you clean that old people think of refereeing came from football. Ah, referee is the bad guy, referee is the corrupt people. This came from that things from the past, from football, for other or martial arts, when the referee is like a the boss. The referee is not the boss today. The referee is not the star. It's different than the judo one. They are very you cannot say nothing for the referee. The referee will penalize you. No, today no. Today no. The referee cannot even appear. You understand? It's different. So we are in another generation. Sorry, you need to talk about the refereeing course. I talk all of that. So
No.
the meaning is take that old concepts about refereeing. It's good for they learn the new ones because they see it's about the sport develop. And blue belts, I think, should do this level three, started to do level purple belt as well to masterize, because when they became brown and black, the quality will be bad.
So it actually helps you become a better jiu-jitsu fighter by
Yeah,
refereeing.
better fighter. Yes,
Better
and still
coach as
better the
well.
quality. As long as they don't think they are the masters, okay. Because sometimes if they keep getting better, né?
Yeah, so you gotta keep the ego in check as you go.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, need to. It's hard. It's a hard thing to do. It's hard for even for when you father, when you fight, when you it's hard.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Easy, keep in mind that, yeah.
I always finish conversations with my guests, asking them to leave our audience with anything you'd like to share with them that you've not before. Maybe it can be an encouragement, a book to read, an idea, a motto, a quote, something to think about, to ponder. For them to, because the episodes come out weekly, and every week there is an invitation to do something, to think about something, to, yeah, maybe, whatever. What would you like to share with our audience at this very end of the interview?
It's something like a recommendation or book, yeah,
Yeah,
or
can
something,
be, yeah.
or lifestyle. What I can say is try to take care of ourselves, né? Because we are a community. BJJ is a community, né? I think it's a community about not just referees, about teachers, about your examples, about the tournament. When we go to the tournament, it's a nice place. Nobody wants to be to make bad with someone else, you know. And if you don't have the events, how are you going to compete? If you don't have the referees, how are you going to fight? If you don't have the staff, how are you going to do the same? Is do our part in any part. Try to do the best of yourself when you're staff, when you're referee, when you fight. Respect the people around. Try to enjoy this community. Some people, I remember when I was purple belt, today I saw in the competitions work. Oh, how are you? Remember that time? Because it's for the whole life, this network. It's a healthy network. People don't have that. We don't need to pay Betfair or pay Manchester United T-shirt. For some people, never know our face. The players they idolize, we can see in the competition tomorrow, and we can exchange. That's the nice part. Give more value for this nice niche we have. Sometimes you don't realize the value what we have, I think. Instead, to idealize something of because shiny better, because shiny better, because looks better. Instead, we can feel is good, not only in our senses. Not only about our sense to vision, about to feel, we can see our life getting better in that community. Not because we pay something, only to shine. You understand? Yeah, our values are better. We have friends, we have a lifestyle better because our friends do the same. Our kids do the same. Look how many things are in our community. Is try to take the best of this community, try to learn the best what this community can give it to us, and try to spread that. Because your example will spread anyway. The people will look at, wow, this guy look different. Why? What they do? Why his ears are funny, but he looks nice.
That's wonderful, and it really ties into the way you joined, right? The community. You joined because you've observed a group of people that acted really nice. They fought for one another, and they to you as a young adolescent boy, it meant something different, right? It looked like you want to be like them, and for us to go forth, we should just practice those good qualities and empower one another to do the same, and definitely encourage people to try jiu-jitsu. We cannot finish this episode without saying try jiu-jitsu.
It's like you talk about, they reminded the kids I have in kids and the teenagers in my school. I remember some kids came from 12 years old. Now they are all from the world. More than 10 are already, or 20, they are already blue belts or purple belts in universities, because they grow, take the example of the group. They took the best, and now they are good adults. They are doing their jobs, but they practice jiu-jitsu in other places because they took the best of these life capacities. Look what it made, you know? They made better persons.
That's wonderful. Now,
that's the best thing we can see in the classes.
As a teacher, especially, right?
It's great. It's great. If I see, I remember a boy there, 11 years old, he could not speak today. He's more huge than me, good looking, very good fighter. Oof. Not only one, a couple of many ones, yeah. It's good to see this transformation. That transformation pays off, pay everything.
I think you just also touched really something that it can help the young person to develop that sort of maybe confidence and peace, and that allows them to be public speaker or a better, you know, better husband, better friend. So it seems that there are only benefits. Of course, the body keeps the score. So I bet many people out there will end up slightly bruised after a class, but it's worth it.
We need to focus on benefits, because all the things in your life can hurt you, nah? Can be, but as long as you feel pain, as long as this pain don't hurt you, it's okay. So you need to see if this pain makes you better or will hurt you, nah? See the meaning of that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Marcelo, for coming. It's been a pleasure, and I loved every moment of it. I hope that you did too. And yeah, thank you for showing up on the podcast.
Okay, it's a pleasure, mate.
Muito
obrigado. Let me know after. Let me show me what you like most or not. If you left something, if you need something more, let me know what you think about.
Of course. Generally. We'll do. Yeah. So